been stuck in now for over a decade.
So is that really the crux of the matter? Is that, in your view, Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State and as a senator supported too many interventions, whether Libya or the war in Iraq? Is that really the main issue here?
It is the central issue. I think we can tell what kind of commander-in-chief we will have in the future by looking at their records and what they have stood for and done in the past. And this is about the vote for the Iraq war, and then Senator Clinton really championing that. It is about her being the architect and a major pusher in the administration for the overthrow of Gaddafi in Libya, which, you know, the New York Times laid out very clearly last weekend what the consequences of that were. You know, a failed state, chaos, loss of life, and now ISIS and al-Qaeda having a stronghold in that country that they didn't have before. And now to the present day with Syria, this is something we're dealing with right now and that our next commander-in-chief will very likely have to deal with as well. And the contrast between Secretary Clinton and Senator Sanders on this are stark opposites, with Secretary Clinton saying, yes, we need to get rid of Assad, conduct another regime change, and we need to put in the so-called no-fly zone, which will put us directly in conflict with Russia that has military aircraft in that area.